It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. We're Chris and Joe. I feel like I ask this every year at this time. I need some last minute Halloween costume ideas, like easy ones. We're going to a party this weekend. I mean, obviously, look where we are. And I need some easy, quick ideas.
Because every year, Chris seems shocked that Halloween has sprung upon her. It's not even one of those holidays that the date moves. It's like, it's not like Thanksgiving or Easter where you're like, well, I forgot. No. I mean, it's literally every year. And there's two weekends of parties.
You know what it is? I've told you this before. I'm not a fan of Halloween. I love fall. I love falling leaves. I love corn stalks. I love fall. Halloween, I could skip right over.
But Chris, you had an invitation. You knew full well you were going to this, right?
I know, I did.
How did you?
But that's my excuse. I don't really like it. So I always just kind of put it off in my mind. And now here we are and the party is this weekend and I don't have anything to wear.
I guess I'm fascinated by the woman who's prepared for everything she does in life.
It's just because I don't like it.
So then don't go.
Well, I have to go. It's a couple thing. I'm not going to send John alone. See, here's the thing.
She wants her cake and wants to eat it too.
Joe, here's the thing too. John loves Halloween.
There is one in every couple.
I know, right?
Yeah, there is one in it. Well, so you be a good sport.
He wants to be something spooky, scary. He doesn't get into couple costumes as much as I would. He wants to be like the Grim Reaper. He likes scary Halloween.
Chris every year is like, can we just be Travis and Taylor, please, or something like that?
Right. You know, yeah. I'm in my Halloween era. Yeah. I mean, that would be easy. He doesn't get into that. He likes to do his own thing. You know what I mean? Like spooky, scary. And I just need something quick and easy.
Well, considering the party is literally tonight, I guess we got to get her some help, right?
Can you call me? 609-243-9778. Like, what have you been? Do you have any ideas? Or you can let us know in the app chat. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. I need help with a last minute costume idea. I know it's like I ask this every year and Joe's rolling his eyes over there. Because yes, I have known about the party for weeks. I don't like Halloween. So I always try to just like push it out of my mind. But now it's go time. Now I need to come up with something. And decent, I would say, because John's way into Halloween. And we need it for a party this weekend.
Yeah, like she's got to come up with some DIY costumes ASAP.
All right, let's go to the phones. Brianna is in Hopewell. All right, Brianna, any ideas?
Look, Chris, if you have any old bridesmaids dresses in your closet or like old formal dresses, wear one. Get a tiara and a sash. They have them at Party Fair or someplace like that. And you're like a beauty pageant winner. Or you can also get one of those like little boxes of cereal and at the store and like glue them on a shirt, put some fake blood on it and be a cereal box killer or a cereal killer.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That's not a bad idea.
You've seen that before, right? Like the serial killer thing. That's actually good job, not Brandon. Bad. Brandon is in Bensalem. Brandon, what do you think?
This is really easy. Look, throw on your Eagles jersey or, you know, whatever team jersey you have, or you can borrow. You know, you add a little things underneath the eyes, a little darker makeup. You like, you know, the generic football player. There you are.
Yeah.
You could also wear, you know, just grab like a flannel, which I'm sure most guys have, and jeans and fake axe. Any little party store, any little costume store. You're a lumberjack. That's easy.
I've definitely
done that. Yeah, you're good. I'm with you. I'm like, whatever with Halloween, but my girlfriend always makes me go to parties where you have to have a costume. Yeah. So, you know, not to get too generic, but it should be pretty easy to be a variety of different, you know, dude things.
For your husband.
I've got my own flannels. I don't need his flannels, right, Joe?
Actually, you do. She does like her flannel. She does.
She always makes fun of me.
Anna, we had a drag queen with us last hour. She's wearing her flannel.
Yep. Anna is in Trevos. Anna, help me out here.
Okay, so this takes a little time, but it's super easy. It can either be a solo costume or you can do it as a couple costume. You just go to a craft store like Michael's, but you buy a white t-shirt and a bag full of different colored pom-pom balls, and you glue them to the shirt, and then you're a bubblegum machine. And if your husband or partner wants to be a part of it, they can glue coins on a shirt, and boom, they're the money to go in the bubblegum machine.
That's actually a really cute idea, but you know, my luck, I would glue it all on, and then during the party, they'd all start to fall off.
Chris's balls would be falling off and going everywhere around the party. That'd actually be a funny image, though, for me.
That would be my luck, actually. All right, so we're in a time crunch here. The big New Hope Celebrates high heel race is this weekend. Joe's competing, and I'm not really happy with his showings in the past, to be honest. We're very competitive here at PST. I need him to place higher, actually. So we've brought in the expert, right, Joe?
Yeah, our friend Diva Divine is here. Diva, you've seen me run, dare I say, in this race.
I saw a video, and I just think there's room for improvement.
Absolutely. Joe, I have such high hopes for you. I really need you to snatch this crown this year. Represent our PST family well. Yes. I want the crown to come home this year. So we gotta get you in shape for this race.
So quick, for those who don't know what the high heel drag race is, right? All the participants are dressed in drag, and we run uphill up Mechanic Street. We decorate a pumpkin, and then we run back downhill. Right?
I got absolutely. As long as that heel is 3 inches high, you're allowed to do this race.
And what about a thickness? Like, so does he need a good, like, wedge heel? Like, can you have a wedge heel?
I mean, I prefer running in a nice stiletto, but if you want to put on a wedge or a chunky boot, we support that as well.
Okay. Diva, you've worn a lot more heels than I have in your life, I would venture to guess.
Yes.
I've never really considered a stiletto. You're saying that I should rethink my shoe for Sunday?
I mean, I will never be seen in a chunky heel or a wedge, so I think that it might be your best bet to maybe try a stiletto this year.
And this weekend, how do I prepare? Do I just wear them around the house all weekend?
Should you be wearing them
I haven't worn them in a year.
If you haven't worn them in a year, we have a lot of catching up to do. Yeah. You know, you can get a little hair dryer, make them a little looser, get them nice and form fitted to your foot. And then the best way to do it, are they on in the studio right now,
Joe?
That's
what I'm saying. You should have brought them.
They're in the box in my office, though.
I think
you need to get them on, get them situated. Another little trick, you could go around your house, vacuum a little, do your everyday chores. Go to the grocery store, pump up and down.
He doesn't vacuum.
Oh, goodness.
In the studio last week.
There we go. Yeah. When you're doing the studio, strap on your heels
do it a little bit like Miss Doubtfire. And then I still haven't totally locked down my actual drag look for this year.
Yeah, are there points for dress? Like what's...
Oh, absolutely. Okay. It's not all about the race. It's not all about the run. We also award prizes for best dress and... Just one prize for best dressed. And Joe, we really need you to secure maybe two titles this year, best dressed and best in race.
We had like a bob.
Last year was a little bob. It was a little cabaret, right, Joe?
Diva, if you were going to put me in drag and you had, you know, unlimited whatever you could do resources, what would the look be? Because last year I'd asked Miss Pumpkin and I said I was going to do a Mrs. Doubtfire look and she said no, I was too pretty for that.
Well, that's her shtick, so you wouldn't want to come for Miss Pumpkin's gig. But Joe, I think you would be a phenomenal showgirl. You guys just did that lovely listening party. I think it is time that we put you in the full glitz, the full glam, full Vegas showgirl fantasy, and you can run. And it really shows true.
He does.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's actually a really
diamonds
good
are
a
girl's best friend, Joe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. All right, we'll work on that, I promise. And I'm hoping for a better PST showing this year.
I think I have really high hopes for you, Joe. And you know, you can always come over and we'll practice and I'll do a little boot camp with you.
Diva, I might be moving into your house this weekend.
Perfect. You know where it is.
The race is Sunday afternoon, 3:00. Diva, you'll be there making sure I don't break my ankle. Chris is holding you accountable for me getting back to work.
Absolutely.
No, I'm setting all positive vibes.
Amazing vibes. Listen, last year he did great. This year we're going to go even better.
Yep. And then Diva will bring it, of course, at the after party going down at Havana starting at 4:00. I will definitely be drinking heavily at that to work off my sore feet. I'm
you
sure.
And
so
me
much
both.
For sober October.
No, not after that race. Are you kidding, Chris? Mechanic Street? Absolutely not.
We'll see you Sunday.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
Will a 19-day winning streak end today for Chris Rollins as we head into the weekend? I certainly hope so.
I don't hope so.
I'll tell you who else hopes so. Dawn in Little Lake Harbor. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
Are you off to work? What are you doing this morning?
I am just chilling out for now. I have a bunch of errands to run.
Okay. Well, I hope we're making your Friday a little bit better and you get a chance to meet Chris, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Chris, you get out of here.
Good luck. I'm out of here.
All right, Dawn. Thanks. Your three questions are going to start right now. Here we go. Question number one. Selena Gomez made her first public appearance as a married woman this week.
Yes.
She broke through in a role of Alex Russo on what popular Disney Channel show?
Oh, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Do you want to lock it in?
I want to lock that in.
We've locked that in. Question number two. The 76ers season kicked off earlier this week. Name any current 76er player.
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't even name one.
Okay. You want to pass?
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
And the third and final question. Beverly Mitchell and Jessica Biel had a mini reunion at a charity event earlier this week. What popular 90s show did they both co-star in when they were teenagers?
Seventh Heaven.
She said it so confidently, I wasn't expecting that. All right, all motion for Chris Rollins to make her way back into the room. And I will tell you, Can't Be Chris is powered by Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing. Al's, it is where the locals go with live music 6 nights a week and brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday online at alsairportinn.com. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
You're back to me. And sure you're back to the, you're out of the secret isolation chamber and you're ready to answer.
I was really just getting a bagel, but okay.
Here we go. Your quiz, Chris, starts now.
Okay.
Selena Gomez made her first appearance as a married woman. She broke through in the role of Alex Russo on what popular Disney Channel show?
That would be Wizards of Waverly Place.
That is correct. You both got it. So we are tied 1-1.
Ooh, okay.
Going into question number two. The 76ers season kicked off earlier this week. Name any current 76er player.
Oh, I don't really follow this, but I do know the one that they talk about a lot, kind of controversial, Joel Embiid.
Chris said Joel Embiid. Dawn had to pass.
Oh.
Dawn was struggling with that one. Yeah. I watched her struggle.
That's about the only one I can name, Dawn, so don't feel bad.
Okay.
So Chris 2, Dawn 1 going into the final question. Chris, the third question is Beverly Mitchell and Jessica Biel had a bit of a mini reunion this week at a charity event. Name the popular 90s show they both starred in when they were teenagers.
Seventh Heaven.
You both said Seventh Heaven. You're both correct. Unfortunately, though, Dawn, that means Chris ends the day with 3, you with 2, so you do have to give us that phrase of shame.
All right. I'm Dawn in Little Lake Harbor, and I can't beat Chris.
You gave it all you had. If we're playing along and being good sport today, we get your tickets to see MGK at the Xfinity Mobile Arena this December.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I got the tickets.
Wow, you sound excited. Good job.
You have no idea.
He's bringing the Lost Americana Tour to the Xfinity Mobile Arena on December 14th. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com. But hang on the line, Dawn. You're going for free.
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Britney Spears spotted driving erratically last night after having dinner with a friend. You know, Kevin Federline's tell-all memoir probably getting to her, right? I mean, it has to. She's been in the news for things that she doesn't have much control over, you know, certainly the narrative around it. So reports say she had dinner with a friend and then was seen climbing into the driver's seat of her BMW. Several people attempted to stop her. It just sounds like it was a kind of rough night. They say she's spiraling. The book has reopened some old wounds. I say it every time we talk about her. I know it's a cliche thing to say, a meme, but kind of let's leave Britney alone. No, like give her some space. Let her do her thing, right? Sam Adams is the beer brand, is now selling a beer that has 30 ABV. You know what that is? That is 30% alcohol by volume. 15 states have laws banning the sale of a beer with that much high ABV. Pennsylvania, as far as I can tell, I did some Googling. I think in Pennsylvania, it'll actually be banned. New Jersey, it will be allowed to be sold. But the special beer is presented in a unique bottle and could cost $240. It's designed to be served, by the way, at room temperature. So you wouldn't drink an ice cold beer if you're enjoying that much in your Sam Adams. Butt breathing. It's not as dirty as it sounds, but this is a new technique that could help people with breathing problems. Japanese researchers have completed the first clinical trials with checking if delivering oxygen, you know, through your butt could help people with lung problems. The trial tested safety and tolerability of it. Essentially, it's a device that goes up there and allegedly helps you breathe. So, I mean, serious. I know we're laughing at the headline, butt breathing, but pretty serious. And I found a list today of Gen Z thing, what Gen Z is saying millennials do that stress them out. And my gosh, I'm a millennial. I'm like so guilty of all of these. One of them said the ick is getting ... in a text message. So sure, ... thanks, ... They said it makes me feel like I'm in trouble. Novels on short chat messaging apps. Well, they described it like as getting an essay in a text message or in an email or in a Teams chat. Absolutely guilty of that. The millennial pause at the start of videos. You know, you could just cut that part out. I learned this. I have learned this from some Gen Zers. And apparently us not setting boundaries at work, shocking, has stressed Gen Z out. They say the idea that you're supposed to be on all the time or asking personal questions, millennials are a lot more open with their thoughts and setting zero boundaries in their employers. But yeah, that's because Gen Z isn't. I'm kidding. I'm not gonna shade them. All right, there you go. There's Scoop.
Dun, 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 dun. We look forward to this every week. It's Master Crew Theater on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station.
Just did this.
I know, but it's back again. And here's the thing. We don't have our leading man here today. It's just the two of us. Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist, had some stuff to do when the weather came. So he's not in today.
So it's the leading ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, so which is a bit of a hint.
Us.
So we did a two lady scene.
Should we say that, should we give the hint that it's a Halloween movie?
I was going to say, I think it's going to be implied in about 2 seconds, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So you have to guess what the movie is, what the scene, you know, we're going to act out a scene. You have to guess what movie it's from. And if you get it right today, you are winning a pair of tickets to go to Back to the Future, the musical at the Academy of Music in Philly, November 18th to 30th. It's in town, ensembleartsphilly.org for tickets. Okay, you ready?
Let's go. And I'll play the role of director.
You have to be quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set for all the. Okay, ready? And action.
Eye of Newt and toad of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog,
adder's fork and blind worm's sting,
Barbeo slime is just the thing.
Dragon thought like a sailor's stubble.
Flip the switch and the cauldron bubble.
And
good. That was pretty good.
We did pretty good.
That was pretty good for non-witches, right?
Oh, you have another hint there.
Okay, well, if you think you know what the movie is, give us a call, 609-243-9778, or you can put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat. All right, so we're in a time crunch here. The big New Hope Celebrates high heel race is this weekend. Joe's competing, and I'm not really happy with his showings in the past, to be honest. We're very competitive here at PST. I need him to place higher, actually. So we've brought in the expert, right, Joe?
Yeah, our friend Diva Divine is here. Diva, you've seen me run, dare I say, in this race.
I saw a video, and I just think there's room for improvement.
Absolutely. Joe, I have such high hopes for you. I really need you to snatch this crown this year. Represent our PST family.
Yes,
well.
Yes.
I want the crown to come home this year. So we gotta get you in shape for this race.
So quick, those who don't know what the high heel drag race is, right? All the participants are dressed in drag, and we run uphill up Mechanic Street. We decorate a pumpkin, and then we run back downhill. Right?
I got absolutely. As long as that heel is 3 inches high, you're allowed to do this race.
And what about a thickness? Like, so does he need a good, like, wedge heel? Like, can you have a wedge heel?
I mean, I prefer running in a nice stiletto, but if you want to put on a wedge or a chunky boot, we support that as well.
Okay. Diva, you've worn a lot more heels than I have in your life, I would venture to guess.
Yes.
I've never really considered a stiletto. You're saying that I should rethink my shoe for Sunday?
I mean, I will never be seen in a chunky heel or a wedge, so I think that it might be your best bet to maybe try a stiletto this year.
And how do I, this weekend, how do I prepare? Do I just wear them around the house all weekend?
Should you be wearing them
I haven't worn them in a year.
If you haven't worn them in a year, we have a lot of catching up to do. You know, you can get a little hair dryer, make them a little looser, get them nice and form-fitted to your foot. And then the best way to do it, are they on in the studio right now,
Joe?
That's
what I'm saying. You should have brought them.
They're in the box in my office, though.
You need to put them on. I think.
I think you need to get them on, get them situated. Another little trick, you could go around your house, vacuum a little, do your everyday chores. Go to the grocery store, pump up and down.
Vacuum, he doesn't vacuum.
Oh, goodness.
I vacuumed the studio last week.
There we go. Yeah, when you're doing the studio, strap on your heels and get it pumping.
Do it a little bit like Miss Doubtfire. And then I still haven't totally locked down my actual drag look for this year.
Yeah, are there points for dress? Like, what's...
Oh, absolutely. Okay. It's not all about the race. It's not all about the run. We also award prizes for best dressed and just one, of course, just one prize for best dressed. And Joe, we really need you to secure maybe two titles this year, best dressed and best in race.
He had like a bob.
Last year was like a little bob. It was a little cabaret, right, Joe?
Devo, if you were going to put me in drag and you had, you know, unlimited whatever you could do resources, what would the look be? Because last year I'd asked Miss Pumpkin and I said I was going to do a Mrs. Doubtfire look and she said no, I was too pretty for that.
Well, that's her shtick, so you wouldn't want to come for Miss Pumpkin's gig. But Joe, I think you would be a phenomenal showgirl. You guys just did that lovely listening party. Mm. I think it is time that we put you in the full glitz, the full glam, full Vegas showgirl fantasy, and you can run. And it really shows true.
He does.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's actually a really
diamonds are a girl's best friend, Joe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. All right, we'll work on that, I promise. And I'm hoping for a better PST showing this year.
I think I have really high hopes for you, Joe. And, you know, you can always come over and we'll practice and I'll do a little boot camp with you.
Diva, I might be moving into your house this weekend.
Perfect. You know where it is.
The race is Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock. Diva, you'll be there making sure I don't break my ankle. Chris is holding you accountable for me getting back to work.
Absolutely.
No, I'm setting all positive vibes.
Amazing vibes. Listen, last year he did great. This year we're going to go even better.
Yep.
And then Diva will bring it, of course, at the after party going down at Havana starting at 4 o'clock. I will definitely be drinking heavily at that to work off my sore feet.
I'm sure you and me both. No, not after that race. Are you kidding? Chris Mechanic Street? Absolutely not.
We'll see you, son.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
All right, so Britney Spears seen being erratic last night. They say she might be spiraling now that Kevin Federline's book has dropped. And they basically, those close to her are telling the tabloids that it's caused her to spiral a little bit because it's reopened a bunch of old wounds. Last night, she was seen driving erratically after a night out at a trendy restaurant with her friend. She was climbing into the driver's seat of her BMW. Several people apparently attempted to stop her. Then she was seen swerving on the road and tailgating. They say the memoirs just really, really made her spiral. Now, let's not forget, I'm a big Britney defender, and I almost hate talking about her and putting anything bad she's doing in light because I don't know that we need to have those conversations in public. Like, they're not ours to have. But don't forget that the child support payments for Kevin Federline just ended. It's convenient that a book with a lot of salacious things seems to be coming out at the exact same time. That's all that I'm saying. Okay? We're gonna leave it with that. Hey, a warm drink could be the perfect fix for your anxiety. So if you deal with anxiety often, warm food can tamp it down. And now scientists say warm food and drink consumed in winter considerably lower anxiety. It also showed that insomnia and some gastrointestinal issues were reduced with warm foods. So if you have belly issues like I do, that could be good news. If you want to drink effectively or a lot, Sam Adams is releasing a new Utopia beer, and it's going to have 30% alcohol by volume. That's insane. It's so insane that it's actually only available in 35 states because 15 states have laws banning beer with such high alcohol content. Utopia's debuted in 2001. It's released every 2 years at a higher ABV. So does that mean by like 2040, this thing's going to be like a 50 proof beer? It'll cost $240. So it's pretty expensive, but it is, by the way, it looks like based on what I can Google and the restrictions on this stuff, it looks like it is available in New Jersey. I do not think it is available in Pennsylvania. It looks like it's against the law in Pennsylvania to sell beer that strong. That's strong. And I've had a list of what Gen Z says millennials do that stress them out. And oh my God, I do so much of this. So passive aggressive work lingo, you know, per my last email, that stuff. Using .. after a word in a text or something. Sure, .. Writing too much in some of those chat apps, you know, like Slack or Teams, like a short novel is what they're calling it. The pause at your start of your video. If you're a millennial, I did realize this one day. I was like, why do we all pause? Like, we wait for the video. Hey, you can, you know, go in and splice it to the point where the actual video starts if you're posting it on somewhere. And a lot of millennials, they say, don't have boundaries at work, whether it's your work hours are not well-defined or you're supposed to be on at all times, or it's asking personal questions. They're basically like, stop. Millennials, as one myself, we definitely expect that everyone's on all the time in the office a lot of times. There you go. There's this. We're going to have a little fun this morning. We're going to play a game, Wed, Bed, or Dead. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PSD. I'm Joe. That's Chris. Chris, you know the game, Do, Don't, Marry? It has different terms, but I'm going to use the radio-friendly words.
So this is the Halloween edition.
The Halloween edition. Wed, obviously, the one you'd marry. Yep. Bed, the one you'd, you know, do the things with.
It.
And the one, Dead, the one you'd kill. Just wanted to clarify that. Okay, so I've put together three Halloween figures for you for this. Are you ready?
Okay.
So Dracula.
Oh, okay.
Jason.
Oh, like Jason Voorhees?
And Pennywise.
Oh, from It?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know how much I don't love these movies.
I mean, there's one for
They're
me
all.
There's one of them that's absolutely giving bed.
All right, well, let's...
Well, there's two of them that are giving bed.
I think I know who you're going to say.
There's two of them that are giving bed, actually.
I think I know you would probably bed Dracula, right?
Those fangs are definitely peeling, but... But that mask on Jason also helps a little bit, too. I don't know. I can see both sides.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's go through them, Joe. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Dracula. He's got, like, he's very smooth, right? Very charming. I can see where you're going with the whole bed thing. Mysterious. I like a man who dresses up. He always looks like he's going to, like, a black tie event.
He does.
Right?
He's always dressed in a suit,
Okay, pros and cons. So, he could be romantic. I mean, rich. He usually lives in a big castle, right? Doesn't he live in a castle?
Yeah. Like, yeah,
Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula's castle.
He probably knows how to make dinner by candlelight. I feel like there's always candles.
Okay.
Around him in the castle.
I don't think you're killing him. Is my point.
No. Cons. Well, he only comes out at night. I get tired by like 9:30.
Yeah, but it's getting dark earlier and earlier. Actually, the time change next week, it'll be even better.
And he does drink blood. Oh, yikes.
Okay.
And there's the whole eternal damnation thing.
All right.
Jason, I know you said you'd bed him, but...
That mask is kind of hot.
Well, super loyal.
Yeah,
he's I mean, he never forgets anybody, right? No. Always shows up, even when you don't want him to.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely feel protected. He's got that chainsaw he walks around with. I'm trying to think who I would put where. But Kant, he like murders everyone.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Also, not big on communication. He's kind of silent.
Yeah, that'd be a but. That might isn't that
the
part of your
personal hygiene?
This is giving wed to me because a silent partner for you means you get to do all the talking.
Well, that is true. Okay, let's do Pennywise. So Pennywise is the clown from It, right?
Ugh,
that creepy clown. Ugh.
I think there's no pros
lives
for Pennywise.
In a sewer?
Doesn't
he?
Yeah.
Does he live in the sewer?
That's a con.
Yeah, cons. I mean, he's funny. He, like, laughs a lot. That could be a pro. Doesn't he, like, I've never seen that movie because it terrifies me, but, I mean, colorful wardrobe.
You're not helping him. You're not helping
your
case.
Knows how to throw a party. That's
you're not
a
helping him any.
Pro.
All right, so you're killing him.
All right, so, killing him.
Killing Pennywise. Okay,
bedding,
now
I think I agree with you. Betting, well.
Who's she taking to bed, Jason or Dracula?
I do like the bad boy type, so I'm going to bed Jason, and I'm going to wed Dracula.
All right, Chris is married to Dracula.
Yeah.
Starting this weekend.
Yeah, this was
a weird game.